Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, thanks for joining us today on His Ability. I'm your host, Lynn Suzak, and I've got my husband, Mark, with me. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
We are excited to announce that we are in the process of publishing our book. We've got some people waiting for it to be published.
Yeah, there are people at my work that are excited, looking forward to it. And my folks said they want to be the first ones to buy a copy of the book. We can't even give it to them. They want to buy it.
Well, we're going to do something about that. But this is our first book, but it's just actually, you know, before it even comes out, the content of this book is about an experience of in my life that I was brought through and delivered of. It's about legalism, and you know, God just started revealing to me over a period of, I don't know, 10 years of, you know, the bondage that I was under and how to get out of it personally. And every step that I took towards freedom in Christ, I found more areas where God showed me that legalism, you know, tries to creep into your life. And it's just everywhere. It's so big that the whole body of Christ, I believe, is subject to this legalism at some level, and that's what I say in the book.
Yep. As soon as God reveals a truth to you, then He begins showing you all the places where this truth is being denied in people's lives, and so you're seeing it. You're seeing it everywhere.
Right. We know that the Pharisees were wrong, and that they were religious, and they were rebuked, and they were hypocrites. But we still find ourselves subject to the same spirit that the Pharisees were under, because we don't realize how deep it goes.
Isn't it amazing that the Pharisees were masters at following the letter of the law, and yet they're the ones that Jesus openly rebuked?
They couldn't follow the law. They were masters at thinking that they were, right, and other people thinking they were.
Well, we're learning that they weren't following the spirit of the law.
Right.
They were trying to follow the rules and regulations, the do's and the don'ts.
And Jesus came and fulfilled the spirit of the law and followed it the way that it was intended from the beginning. That's why it looked like He was contradicting the law in some times, because he would heal somebody on the Sabbath. He would do work. And they were so tuned into getting around the spirit of the law and just following the letter that, you know, they were fooling themselves as well as, you know, other people. But Jesus came to reveal to us what the law was intended from the beginning. It was to reveal to us our hearts. And he did not sin through His whole life, yet they could point fingers at Him and say, "You are not following the letter of the law." And He said, "No, I'm following the spirit," you know.
Right.
And we're just learning so much about that. And what we found is that, you know, everything is spiritual.
Amen.
Everything that we do, our actions are just manifestations of our spirits. And
about that. Just even our thoughts. I mean, I'm thinking a thought.
That
is a spiritual thing, and I'm trying to communicate it to you.
Right.
And you're going to receive it as a spiritual, you know.
Talking.
Exactly.
Is trying to communicate a thought. And, you know, we don't always do it like, no, you don't get what I'm saying, you know.
Right.
And then, so, you know, like we said, our children go, "Well, you said," and so they just do what you said, and, you know.
They follow the letter of the law very well rather than the spirit of the law. You know, no watching the Disney Channel until you finish your homework. And then the next day you come in and they're watching TV and you say, "I told you to finish your homework before watching TV." And they said, "No, you said before watching the Disney Channel. I'm watching, you know, whatever."
You
they're
knew
not following,
what I meant.
That's right. They're not following the spirit of the law. They're following the letter of the law.
Right. So when we are submissive to God, you know, when we're following the Holy Spirit as born-again Christians, that is the goal. You know, the Spirit keeps us in line with and connected to the vine. And when we go outside of that and we start pointing to, well, God doesn't want us to do this, so I'll do it this way to get around it, you know, then we're still in sin. So anyway, this is all in the book. It's very, very deep, and this is how we avoid, you know, I mean, the world can see that we're hypocrites at times, and because they know, too, the spirit right. is the main thing.
We're blinded to our own hypocrisy. You know, when you're deceived and you believe, you're judging your actions by your intentions rather than by external, you know, what people are seeing. And that's what makes us as Christians look like hypocrites.
Yeah. And one of the things that I found is so powerful in our lives, and I talk about this, it's amazing. Food is a powerful aspect of a spiritual thing going on in our lives. And you know, how many things are affected by food, okay, with people. We can control people through food. We are controlled through food. We try to gain control in our lives. When we're losing control in one area of our lives, sometimes we take on this this desire to control something. So we control food. Like, you can't tell me I can't have anything, so I'm going to overeat. You know, that makes me feel like I'm free. And we're under a lie. We're thinking that we're being free to eat whatever we want, but then we're in bondage to this food addiction.
Right.
And this is how we gain weight. And then we can undereat. We can try to gain control over our lives by not eating.
You know, food is absolutely essential for our survival. There's no doubt about it. We have to be able to eat food. But we've gone, as Americans, especially because of our abundance and prosperity, we've gone way beyond that. Now food is entertainment. Food is, well, let's go to this special restaurant
this evening.
And it's all around the food. And it's not, you know, why does God call us to fast? What's the purpose for that? Well, we believe it's to break the spiritual stronghold that food has over your body, over the physical part of it.
And it's not the food. It's the spiritual aspect of eating. You know,
right.
There's so many levels to it that we can't comprehend. But once you start thinking about why you're eating, why right. you like to eat, or why you don't.
Why do foods that taste so good tend to be so bad for us? Isn't that interesting?
Well, it may be not the food. It may be the thing that we like about the food. That's
right.
It's the
feeding something in us, maybe some spiritual need. Or
now, scripturally, we can look at different, you know, you can do a study on food. Well, when people were told, you know, I mean, at first they were not supposed to eat meat sacrificed to idols. Well, if you knew that it was sacrificed to an idol, then you would be in sin by eating it. And
right.
why was that? Was there something wrong with the food?
No.
Not physically.
No.
It was the spiritual aspect.
And if
of
you
it.
Didn't know it was sacrificed to idols, it didn't make any difference.
Right. It's the knowing that it was sacrificed to an idol that made a difference.
So there's a spiritual ramification to kind of knowing that I'm eating something that God told me not to do.
So I believe that our being bound to rules about food is definitely something that we need to break free from. It's another form of legalism. I mean, the Bible talks, you know, people nowadays we're hearing medically and physically that nutrition is tied to, you know, if you want to make sure you're not going to come down with cancer, you don't want to eat these foods. And this is what it does. Well, you know, scientists or food scientists have, you know, linked certain foods to cancer, but I believe that they're misunderstanding what they're reading, you know, that based on the Word of God being the ultimate truth, I believe there's nowhere in the Bible that tells you that food causes diseases.
Nope.
And based
sin
on that,
and curses.
And based on that, it's the sin linked to our eating that can cause these diseases or other aspects.
That makes way more sense.
It makes a lot of sense. So when we're eating for wrong reasons or not eating for wrong reasons, you know, we're going to end up with different diseases and things because, you know, it's still there. We're still submitting ourselves to Satan in some way, and he has a stronghold in our lives. You really, there's just so much to think about with food. Now, the other day I was talking to my daughter, and I was, she was just telling me that somebody was trying to talk her into
abstaining from certain things.
Right, because of trying to, you know, be healthy. Okay. And so she was hearing about the evils of milk and not giving your kids milk. And I had heard of that, you know, way back 20 years ago. And we thought, you know, stay away from this, stay away from that. There's chemicals in them now and I mean, there isn't a food out there that isn't, you know, that we couldn't
sprayed
find
with a pesticide or
right.
enhanced
so,
somehow.
So you're, she started feeling uncomfortable because it made sense. She started feeling herself submitting to this
philosophy. Well, she came into agreement with it, right?
And she said, I don't like it because it's now I'm starting to feel like, gee, I can't have this, I can't have that. And I go, well, you know, honey, that's legalism again. And it's, you know, the Bible does talk about not letting people tell you what you can and cannot eat because mm-hmm. everything is permissible. And she says, yeah, it just makes sense. And I just didn't know whether, you know, nutritionally, you know, it sounds like a good thing, being a good steward of your body.
And being a nurse makes it even more difficult for her, I think, because she, you know, she has learned the mechanics and the physiology of the body. And so she's giving that more dominance than
well,
she does the spiritual side. So.
I'd say she's doing wonderfully, but it's a battle for all of us to you know, whether you're going to ignore
right.
the medical when it's part of your job, you know, and then
right.
what you put your belief in. So anyway, we were talking about it, and as I got to explain, you know, what's in my book, which she hasn't, you know, now nobody's read fully. It's
except for me,
except for you, and so I was able to share with her that I had learned that food was not something that we should, you know, have rules about any more than anything else in our lives, and so even overindulging in food and just giving into, you know, whatever craving you feel like, that's not right either. It's all about
that's
balance.
That's the opposite. Absolutely,
it's all about balance. So. You shouldn't decide not to. She, as I was talking, she was like, yeah, okay. And I started giving her scriptures. You can eat any, you could, you know, drink any deadly poison and it would not harm you. According to Mark 16, verse 17 and 18, that is part of our promises of, and freedom as a believer. Not that we would purposely drink things that would harm us, but we don't want to give in to fears of things
right.
because God will protect us. And, so she's like, yeah. And I pointed out that the Bible never says that any foods would cause us diseases. So where does it really come from? And she's like, yeah, yeah. Now, you know, she's, I'm going to go out and get a gallon of milk. And you know, the one thing that really set her free was that, she started realizing that she was starting to feel judgmental
towards
and
other
that
people.
Is, yeah, when judgmental. Now, if I take on this philosophy that I can't have milk and these other foods, when I see somebody having it, I feel judgmental towards them, and I go, "Yeah, that's a great symptom of legalism."
Right, and it's just promoting further the curse. You know, if you drink milk, you could get sick.
You
and
start imposing it on other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you're just cursing
you know,
other people. So the key to this is balance. Is freedom.
Yes, discipline. Discipline is neither too much nor too little of anything, and it's also not making rules about no, never do this, never do that.
Praise
and
God.
It's all spiritual. So thanks for listening, and we're going to keep talking about that book until it's out. You can hear this again on hisability.com, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.